Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim on the topic of Vugoizeis and Bris Milah. This is the third shiur b'siyata d'shmaya. In the previous shiur, we said we were going to be miyashiv the kasha l'achronim. We ask on the Shita Mekubetzes that there's an isser of Vugoizeis by Milah, so then how does the Gemara have a Meman of Shach? The Gemara says Meman of Shach. You're allowed to be mal a child who's 8 days old and you're not worried about Nefel. On the tzad that he's a nefel, it's mechatech baser be'alma, just cutting into dead flesh, no problem. And on the tzad that it's a really viable baby, then you're doing a mitzvah bris milah, so I'm a man of shach. But on the tzad that there's an isser of goizeis, it doesn't help us to say that you're cutting mechatech baser be'alma, because if it's a nefel, there's still going to be an isser of goizeis. And there's an isser of chovel, but there's an isser of goizeis. So the Gemara's in Manushach goes away according to the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita, there's a problem of Goizeis by Mila, so that's a Kasha the Shita Mekubetzes. The Gemara seems not like that. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. In the previous shir, we said that the din of Orlasoi Vadai is not a din in the Cheftz of the Orla, that it has to be a Cheftz of the Orla Vadai. No, but rather it's a din in the Guf Heter of Mila B'Shabbos. In other words, we're looking for a Teirim over here. It has to be a Vadai Heter on Shabbos. Mutter Vadai and not Mutter Safek. And if so, we can say that this Chiddush of Mutter Vadai and not Mutter Safek is only in the Isser of Chovel and not in the Isser of Goizeis. But as far as Goizeis is concerned, it doesn't bother us if it's a Safek. And we're going to see why now. Because we already mentioned the words of the Amudei Or. But that the Reb Shimon learns from Mila that Makalkal b'chavur is chayiv. What about Makalkal b'gziza? Why don't we know Makalkal b'gziza is chayiv according to the Shita Mekubetzes? The answer is because Melechas chayivel is shayich in every bris Mila. There's always going to be a chayivel, like even a toughest dam bris is going to be chayivel. Hashem came Melechas goyze is only going to be shayich if there's actually an orla, but not if, for example, it's a toughest dam bris. So Melechas goyze isn't shayich in every bris Mila, and therefore it's mistaber to be mamid the pasuk, to establish the pasuk is talking about a melacha that's shayich in every bris Mila, and memela that's talking about chayivel and not goyze. So similarly, we can say that even the didan that we say that it's mitakein, not makalka b'chor, it's mitakein, and the heter of Mila is required to teach you both for chayvel, that when chayvel is a tikkun, it's asr, and for goizeis, that here goizeis is a tikkun, and it's asr, and therefore you need a heter of bris milah on Shabbos. Nevertheless, there's a difference in between them with regard to the chiddush of Orlasoi Vadai. Since chayvel shayich in every milah, and goizeis isn't shayich in every bris milah, so it would seem that the ikar heter of this pasuk is klapi melechas chayvel and not melechas goizeis. Melechas chayvel is universal; it's always applicable. Hashem ken goizeis. So therefore, the pasuk is talking about chayvel. When Orlasoi Vadai, Orlasoi Safek is talking about chayvel. So since the yisod of the chiddush of Orlasoi Vadai is a hakbalah, it's a limitation in the heter of milah. In other words, we're saying that milah is only mutter. When is milah mutter? Mila's only mutter Chayvel is only mutter if it's Mila on Shabbos. If it's a hakbal in the heter, but it's only mutter if it's Mila on Shabbos, Mila's Vadeh, not Mila's Safik. In other words, Orla's Vadeh, not Orla's Safik. There has to be a definite Orla here in order to be mat in the Melech of Chayvel. So but again, as we spoke about in the previous year, the vort is not that you need it to be a vade orla, the cheft of the orla has to be vade, the heter has to be vade. It has to be a vade heter to cut off this orla. If you're not sure if it's an orla, there's no vade heter to cut off the orla. But it's not a din that the orla has to be a vade orla. The din is that the heter has to be a heter vade to cut off the orla. Not in the cheft of the orla, then we wouldn't be able to distinguish between goizeis and chayvel, because the cheft, if it's vade cheft of orla, then it's vade whether it's chayvel or goizeis. It's talking about the cheft of the orla. We were talking about the heter. So in other words, we're only looking for a heter now with respect to chayvel. We're not looking for a heter with respect to goizeis. Why am I looking for a heter with respect to goizeis? Because that's not what the pasuk is talking about. When the pasuk says orlaso vadei and not orlaso safek, they need a vade heter. You only need a vade heter to copy the chayvel, which we said we want to establish the pasuk is talking about, because that's universal, it's always going to be chayvel. So there has to be a vadei heter of chayvel b'shabbos, and not a vadei heter of goizeis. Because again, the pasuk is talking about chovel, that there were matir chovel. You need a vade heter chovel, because how do you know a chovel and not orla and not gozes? Because chovel is always applicable and gozes isn't. Therefore, when it says orla zavade, it's something that has to be orla zavade copy the heter of chovel, not copy the heter of gozes. And according to this, it would appear that the kash of the gemara echem alinan is only mishum miser chovel. Because the kush of the kash of the gemara is founded on the chiddush of orla zavade, as we explained. That we're not samech. We said, how do you do bris milah? Ah, you're not samech on rov. You're not samech on rov. So if you're not samech on rov, then it's not a relas of vada. I said, how you mat your chobel? That's the Gemara's kasha. But we're not worried about Yisr Goizis, because klapa Yisr Zeh, we don't have this problem of vada. You don't need vados. You can be samech on the rov. When it comes to Goizis, you can be samech on the rov. That this is a relas of vada, we say it's only about chobel. But when it comes to Goizis, you can be samech on that it's a rov orla, in rov cases. Meaning that even if this child is a nafil, with rov cases, he's not a nafil. So vis-a-vis the yisr of goizes, so you can be samech on the rov, that rov aren't a falim. And I, what about you need a vadai? So for that, we say, that's talking about choybel. For choybel, you need a vadai, and that's the Gemara Teretz was. The Gemara's kasha was atz choybel. And the Gemara says, no, you have a man of shach vadei heter. On the tzad that it's a real, that's a viable child, then you have the heter because it's really a bris milah, it's really chayv milah. And on the tzad that it's not, it's mechatech baser ba'alma. But as far as gozes goes, you don't need a vadei. As far as gozes goes, you can still be samech on the rov. So rov aren't a falun. So you don't need a vadei heter. Only by chov you need a vadei heter. So in a chinami. By gozes, you wouldn't have a vadei heter because in some cases the child is a nefel. And it's also to do the gozes. But that doesn't concern us, because as far as gozes goes, you can be samech on the rov. Only when it comes to chovel, for chovel, you need vadai. You need 100%. So the mamad of shach is all talking about chovel, and gozes is not a problem, because gozes, you can be samech on the rov. The rov children are nefalim, and therefore it's a good bris milah. So this is to explain the kasha of the Gemara Hechim Alinan, but we still have a kasha that we wanted to say that the Gabi Goizes were samech on the rov, and therefore not choshish for Safi Goizes b'chol milah from the Sugya of the Gemara 136a ben Safik ben Zion. If yes, maybe it's ben Zion 7 month old fetus and it's not a nafil. Safik ben Ches 8 month old in the time of the Gemara, they assumed it was a nafil. So ein machalim is a Shabbos. You're not Michal Shabbos because it's Suffolk. Frek the Gemara to Ravada. Why don't we say Mamon of Shach? Why don't we say Mamon of Shach? You're allowed to do the Bris Mila. And it's out that it's a Nefil, Basar Balm, and it's out that it's a good meal, it's a good meal. Now, if we say that B'chol Mila Shishba Isser Chitachor, we also have to. If there's also, you're also cutting off part of the foreskin, you're also shearing off part of the foreskin. The foreskin, not part of it, the foreskin. So you also need a heter for that. And in this is, there's no mamon of shach. In other words, as far as gozes is concerned, we're asking the Gemara now, as far as gozes is concerned, you have to be samech on the rov. And here you have no rov. And since here you have no rov, so it's not a kasha, why don't we say, but the Gemara says, ein mechal v'se Shabbos. I would say, whatever, avad the rahav, the man of shach, because the man of shach only helps us when it comes to chayvel. The man of shach doesn't help us when it comes to gozes. Gozes, you don't have to come out to the man of shach, because those you can be samech on the rov. But here it's a safek ashakel. Here it's 50-50. So the reason that we can explain pashut, if our whole mahalach is correct, we can explain pashut, that the reason safek ben zayin, safek ben ches, ein mechal v'se Shabbos, is because of the problem of gozes. Problem of gozes. The Gemara doesn't assume that. But say it's because only 50-50 as far as gozes is concerned. Rabad Rabbah's Manashach only helps us with respect to Chobel. With respect to gozes, it's 50-50. So that's why you can't do it. So why did the Gemara say that? So we have to say like the Amudei Or, that this Svara about this Melechas gozes, Mechitachor Mila, is only Shach according to Rabbi Yehuda, who is Mechai Melechashen Tzrich Legufa. This is Melechashen Tzrich Legufa. There are Shimon who patters, so it's Melechashen Tzrich Legufa. And why? Why is the Melachashen Tzrich Legufa? Because you don't need the Basar Nechtach. Like, like we see in Tosis in Shabbos 94b, Yomaschal Aval, like Zizus Sipornayim, Shein Tzarachlam, Lavam Lacha El Rabbi Huda, the Machayim Lacha Shein Tzarachla Gufa. That cutting off nails, if you don't need the nails, it's Lacha Shein Tzarachla Gufa. According to Rabbi Huda. And it's only going to be a problem according to Rabbi Huda. Because Machayim Lacha Shein Tzarachla Gufa. Because you don't need it for the nails you're cutting off. Shearing is when you need the wool. You need what you're cutting off. So if you're cutting off the nail, not for the nail, you just want to have your fingers to not have long nails. So that's only going to be according to Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayiv. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you're putter. So we could say pashut that the sugi of the Gemara is according to Rabbi Shimon. There's no chash goites b'mila. In other words, this sugi over here that says Suffolk ben Zayin, Suffolk ben Ches, Ein Mechalim is a Shabbos. And we don't say it's Alts Gozes, that Rechoshish for Gozes is according to Reb Shim, who holds that it's Melech Hashem Tzrich Legufa. And therefore, if there's no Gozes problem, then we should do it Memanoshach. So that's how we can be Miyashiv. That obviously there's a ton more to say, and Ritz Hashem, we will continue and see more and more niflos gedolos mitaras Hashem. I look very much forward. This is going to be awesome, awesome. So please, I ask you, sweet friends, to stay tuned for more. We've been going through, again, we're going through the shiurim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Reb Chaim Zatzal, and we hope to continue to do so because this is Mein Olam Haba. Okay, thank you so much for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.